This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, something has happened that is changing the media landscape as we know it.
Oh my God, is it new restrictions on what journalists can say? Is it, I don't know, is it newspaper publications going out? Is it restrictions on what Facebook can actually post as news? Christina, I'm losing my mind, what is it?
It's about Dee Bliss.
I'm sorry, who?
Who? Who? Who? Find out on the Chris and Jess podcast.
You can barely hold yourself together at the moment, Chris.
So, in every waking moment that I have spare at the moment, I've been watching Neighbours on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if you guys have been living under a rock here, but Neighbours have been advertising for a while now that Dee is coming back. Mm-hmm. Now, if you don't remember Dee, what's wrong with you? A. B, she was Madeline West. She was back in the great heyday of Neighbours. She was marrying Toadie. Now, everyone knows Toadie because Toadie's been on Neighbours forever. Toadie Fisher, Rebecca, Jared.
Yep.
He was marrying Dee, the love of his life, Dee Bliss. Then their car went off a cliff on their wedding day.
Just she crazy stuff.
Crazy.
Like, how can you... You can't even write this. It's just incredible.
Well, you can write it because it's been written. Then at the end of last year, they were showing bits of Neighbours, and then all of a sudden all these people like me who have had no interest in Neighbours for the past 10 years are like all over it again because Dee's back. And they were saying, is she back from the dead? And anyway, last night we saw her.
So quickly, guys, spoiler alerts.
Yes.
Spoiler alerts ahead because Christina's, she can't contain any of it.
Okay, so if you haven't had time to watch Neighbours from last night yet, please turn off the radio just for the next 2 minutes. So Dee is back. So someone spotted her. She is actually alive. She's been living a quiet life with some chick called Emily in WA. When the car went off the cliff, she couldn't... Her wedding dress kept her under the water. And even though the police scoured the lake, they couldn't get her out. They couldn't find her because obviously her wedding dress was
so overwhelming.
My favourite
thing, though, she said she woke up on the beach, but they crashed into a lake.
Okay,
come on, where's your continuity there?
I'm not quite sure. Anyway, she washed up on the beach. Emily found her.
But
whoever Emily is.
If you want to get a little bit of emotionality of the reunion between Toadie and Dee... We've got a little bit of something special for you here.
This is what happened last night.
No, our car went off a cliff.
And shush, Jess!
It went into the water, okay? And you didn't come up. No, you didn't. You didn't.
Jess!
She didn't! If you give me a chance to explain...
She wants to explain.
Everything, it will make sense.
Jess! Can
Sorry.
You shut up? You're ruining this whole thing for me.
It was kind of like they got to that point of, we kind of need to make it to the Neighbours introduction. How do we draw this out? No, you didn't. It's like, hold on, wait, just let me explain.
Can I say that props to, what's his name in real life? Ryan Maloney, Toadie. He's doing a very good acting job. You know, he probably hasn't had a lot of really emotional story. Well, I don't know. I haven't watched Neighbours the last 10 years. But, you know, he's looking very, very good.
Cut up.
Like, yeah, he's
cut up.
He's, you know, very authentic.
But, Christina, you weren't the only one who's really affected by this.
Wait, can I quickly just say well, in the bit
don't
that
bring
I
up Neighbours around you, you'll cut somebody
the
off.
The bit that I just watched, Dee gave her wedding ring to Toadie because she still had it. Oh, okay. What did you want to say?
Sure, that wasn't weighing her down in the lake too. But we're talking about Christina really just fangirling out of one of the hugest revelations on Australian drama television. It's got to be one of the biggest moments in Australian television history.
Can I say this is on par to when Lisa McCune died in Blue Heelers?
Oh.
Yeah, so producer Vicky just went a bit...
And this
Do you
is-
remember when Maggie Doyle died? Oh, my God, she's going to cry. Please don't cry, producer Vicky. This is pretty much on par with it.
But this has just lifted you up. It's a resurrection.
Oh, my gosh. Do you reckon Maggie's coming back too? Imagine she walks into the Neighbours set.
Well,
like, surprise!
we were saying you're not the only one who's been taken by it. Twitter's had a little bit to say about it as well. Somebody has... There is a page dedicated to Dee Bliss's chest area, I've got to say.
Her chest area.
And it's called Dee Bliss's rack, and it just says, Tony finds out tonight if this rack is still alive. Hashtag neighbours. So... She was wearing a pretty closed up top, so he's still not 100% sure. He's still not 100% sure. Well, there's another one asking as well, though, Chris. Neighbours has been a fan of some water deaths, sort of disappearances.
Yes.
So Dee's made it back. Mm-hmm. A few people asking for Madge to make a return.
I don't even know what happened to Madge.
She got washed off the rocks in the ocean or something like that, looking for Harold.
So Harold came back once or twice, didn't he? So what's the moral of the story? If you die in water, you'll probably come back eventually on a soap.
Essentially. Yeah. I think so.
So you want to be, if you're on a soap, you want to be one of the ones that dies in water.
100%.
Yeah. Yep. Well, what I'm up to in the episode, spoiler alert right now, is that Steph Scully, who's also come back, because she never used to be in the show either, has just said, Dee was one of my best friends. If it's her, I'll know for sure. Because now that's not how Steph speaks.
No.
Because now they're all doubting that it's actually Dee. It's clearly Dee. I know Madeline.
Well, I'm really excited
face.
To find out what happens next on The Bold and the Beautiful Neighbours.
I will keep you informed. Thank you, Jessica.
My favourite tweet, however, was, though, just waiting for her to pull off a mask like in Scooby-Doo. I think that would be the best option.
It's not. It's Dee.
Oh, okay.
Shush, Jess. You've just ruined this whole thing for me!
And I would have got away with it if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.